أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ يعدكم الله إحدى الطائفتين أنها لكم وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم ويريد الله أن يحق الحق بكلماته ويقطع دابر الكافرين ليحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ولو كره المجرمون. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 7 and ayah number 8 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had promised our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba victory over one of the two groups. The one group was the caravan of that was under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, the trade caravan that was on its way from Syria to Mecca. And on the other hand, that caravan managed to escape, not known to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the initial stages. And the news reached Mecca. He had sent a person by the name of Damdam to Mecca to inform the people of Mecca that the caravan is under threat by the people of Medina. Abu Jahl and his army leaves from Mecca Mukarrama. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is confronted with the two issues unknown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the caravan will escape another route, unknown to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what lies ahead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wahi, the news, that Allah promises him one of the two groups. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about here. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ. And that time is worthy of remembrance, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised you in the plural form, in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ, one of the two groups, أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ, that it will be for you, in other words, victory will be for you. At this point, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not inform Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which of the two groups. However, Allah says, وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. And you, that is some of the Sahaba that we discussed, they were desirous of facing or attacking the caravan of Abu Sufyan. Obviously less men, there was less difficulty that the Sahaba had to go through. Remember, they left Medina Munawwara very ill-equipped, and the intention was the caravan. The difficult option would be to face the army of Makkah Mukarrama. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put the choice to Sahaba that now the caravan has escaped and we will have to face this army of Makkah, 1,000 strong, fully equipped men, what do you want to do? He was making mashura with them. There was a small little group of Sahaba that felt it is beyond us to face such a large army. Remember, this is this first major battle that is taking place. They did not know what lies ahead. So their heart's feelings and heart desire was that rather the caravan than facing this 1,000 strong men of Makkah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this, that وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ. And then you desired, you again in the plural form, in other words, some of you desired to meet that group that was ill-equipped without weapons, تَكُونُ لَكُمْ, that it becomes yours, in other words, you overpower them. That was your desire, that is what you want. Now what is the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His larger scheme of things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala planned this way? What is the outcome that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that the truth be established And that truth will be established bi kalimatihi, by the ordinance, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and the roots of the disbelievers, the roots of the infidels be cut off. In other words, this was the initial now battle, and this was the initial point in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started showing them defeat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala started showing Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum victory. And obviously all of this culminated after the battle of Ahzab. They had absolutely no strength, no power, no might to face the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلِ, in order to establish the truth, that the truth becomes established. And number two, batil, falsehood, be falsified. In other words, in the eyes of people, in the eyes of the Quraysh themselves, they will see how weak the batil is. And in this way, Allah says, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, even though the wrongdoers will dislike all of this, but this is the reality, and this is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be established, haq and truth be established on the surface of this earth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.